Katy Perry, Never Really Over. Thought that song would never be over. 8:10 on Carrot 955. Tom and Loggie, I'm very excited.
You are.
Well, it's very rare that we get like the real A-grade quality, you know, guests on
well,
the show.
Yeah, we're a bit Z-grade sometimes.
Nah, well, no, I'm just saying like real top-notch guests are hard to come by, but we've got one now. She's on the line. I've not spoken to her yet. You have off-air.
Your smile is incredible at the moment, Tom.
I've spent a lot of time watching her work in the last year because I've got a new daughter. Her name is Emma Wiggle. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you both?
Very, very excited to have you.
Emma.
Yeah, yeah. How are you doing this morning? Because you'd be in self-isolation like the rest of us, yes?
We are in self-isolation. And actually, when we found out about coronavirus, we were together on the tour. We had to kind of cancel as we were doing shows on that particular day, and so we've kind of been all together since. So there's basically the four of us in our Wiggly headquarters, and plus a camera guy and a sound guy, and so the six of us have been here and home, and that's it.
Yeah.
But we've been trying to do as much filming as we possibly can.
Well, yeah. I mean, you've released, you know, we know that a new album has come out, which is great, but a brand new song about social distancing, which is good.
Yeah, I mean, it's really come off the back of lots of comments from parents. You know, we had so many people write to us to ask how they could explain to their children about this concept of social distancing.
Yeah.
It's obviously a really abstract thing, especially for children. I mean, as adults, we're kind of still struggling with what the guidelines are. But really, for children, social distancing isn't really about standing a certain distance away from one another, because most children right now are at home, so that doesn't really apply with their own parents or their own guardian. So it really was trying to explain to them that it's a positive thing for them to stay home, and that they could still connect with their family and friends over video chat, and that by staying home, they were keeping other people safe. And so it really was trying to empower children.
Yeah, we've actually got it ready to play. We're going to have a listen to it at the end of this chat that we're having with you right now. So that's going to be fun. But I did want to know, with the Wiggles, how the inspiration occurs for some of your songs, because you obviously have a lot of songs, and I imagine you'd be getting a lot of people, I don't know, emailing you, hitting you up on socials and saying, hey guys, how about you do a song about this? And do you adopt those suggestions?
Definitely, yeah. We like to be responsive, and I guess the social distancing song had really come from that. One of the songs that we did last year was the hand washing song.
Yes.
And actually UNICEF approached us about making that song. And that song was meant to be released for Global Hand Washing Day, which it was last year in October. And now that coronavirus is here, it's almost good timing that we were able to have this song ready for everybody. However, now that statistics have changed, we've updated the song to make sure children are washing their hands for 20 seconds rather than 15.
Right.
And so it's those kinds of things that we're always looking out for, and we're always wanting to update so that we stay relevant.
Yeah, well, everybody loves you worldwide, so everyone's going to listen when the Wiggles say wash your hands. That's when you take notice. A lot of people have questions for you. We uploaded something on our Facebook page, and there's a question here from, I'm going to say, Phil. People clearly need confirmation as to who, in fact, is in the Wiggle house, and if there's any leftover fruit salad. Can you confirm if there's any fruit salad left over in the Wiggle house?
There's no leftovers because Anthony's eaten it all.
Anthony, classic Anthony.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's chocolates, I will eat them all.
Yes.
But if there's fruit salad, Anthony will eat it all.
Yeah, sitting in the back of the Wiggle car, eating his fruit salad. I know.
He's got plenty of, I mean, between guitar and fruit salad, he's very busy.
Yeah, it really is. Jenna Marie asked us on behalf of her 5-year-old, is yellow actually your favourite colour, Emma Wiggle?
It is, but it's a colour that's been with me for a long time. My school uniform was yellow.
Wow.
I was in the yellow sport house. And then when we used to do ballet exams, they would pin a little bow on your leotard so that the examiner would be able to write down what colour and then give you a mark so that they didn't know who you were or what your name was.
Mm.
And I got the yellow bow because I was the third tallest. All the time. I wanted to be the pink one, but that was the shortest. But I was never really that short.
Yeah.
But you know, now that I'm with the other Wiggles, I am the shortest Wiggle, especially against Simon.
Yes. Oh, Simon, he's towers.
And a set of pipes on him, like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
Oh my lord.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, The experience that Simon and Lockie have and their musical knowledge, particularly with singing, is incredible. So I feel really grateful to have learnt from them, really, right from the start.
Oh, Emma, but seriously, looking at your resume, like the stuff that you can do is incredible. I don't know how you do it all. But we're running out of time, but we've got a lot of families at home at the moment. We've got teachers working online, and we've got them, trying to teach a class whilst also having their kids around. And so it's a tough time for particularly those people. I've actually got a listener of ours who is a teacher, and she's got a couple of girls who are Emma obsessed, and we've got them on the line now, and we thought we might let them say hello to you. We've got Rach on the line. Hi, Rach, how you doing?
Hi.
Hey, you got the girls there?
Yep. Say hi, Violet.
Okay, so Violet.
Hi.
Violet, you say hello to Emma Wiggle.
Hi, Emma Wiggle.
Hi, nice to hear your voice. How are you today?
Good.
Violet, did you want to tell Emma Wiggle something that you did the other day?
I rode a horsey.
You rode a horsey? Wow. Yeah. What colour was the horsey?
Brown.
Brown.
Brown. Standard, yeah. Nice.
All right, Violet. Violet, can we...
And we sang the galloping the whole way through. Oh. The galloping. So we thought of you.
Galloping, galloping, gallop along, riding a horse along to the song. Galloping, galloping, gallop away, riding a horse, it's a galloping day.
Oh! Beautiful, beautiful. And just quickly, we've got Amara, Violet's little sister. Amara's there. Amara, say hi to Emma Wiggle.
Hello.
And what did you want to talk about? You love ballet, don't you?
Gonna tell Emma about your ballet. You've got Emma hair in now. We've got our hair like Emma today.
Oh, beautiful.
Aww, the pigtail polka. That's what Emma likes.
All right, girls. Well, thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed chatting to Emma Wiggle. We certainly have had a great chat with you, Emma. We love your work. Keep doing great stuff for the kids out there. We're going to have a listen to Social Distancing now.
Yes.
And what's coming next for the Wiggles before we let you go?
Well, we just released a new CD, Fun and Games, which is good timing now that so many parents are like, we need some more content, some new content.
Yeah.
And there'll be a DVD to follow with that really soon. But actually, the exciting news is that we're releasing some mini concerts live from Hot Potato Studios.
Wow.
And there's going to be 6 of them. They'll be available on iTunes, and they're being released in about 2 weeks' time. So we are so excited to bring just a little concert from here to everybody in their lounge room.
Oh, right. We love that, Emma. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Right. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for your time, Emma Wiggle. There, we're going to have a listen now to Social Distancing. This is a great message, all you kids. It's the Wiggles on K-Rock.
Oh, why can't I go to Nana's place?
We're staying at home to keep Nana safe.
Oh, what can we do to make her feel better?
Video call or write a letter.
Oh, that will make us all feel better.
Social distancing, staying home to help the world. Social distancing, keeping safe all the boys and girls.
Oh, why do we have to wash our hands?
Well, it helps to keep the germs away.
Let's wash our hands many times a day. Hero.
Social distancing, staying home to help the world. Social distancing, keeping safe all the boys and girls.
Why can't I invite my friend named Marty?
We'll stay at home, have a video party.
So we can see our friends at home.
Keeping safe all the boys and girls.
bum, bum. That's
how
the Wiggles.
How good was that?
Social distancing. Jeez, they are topical, aren't they? They're so good. ABC Kids is a good place to see them.
Yeah.
But all the details online as well.
Before you just hit the traffic, just want to say, lovely Emma Wiggle, she did just say to me, I saw your Instagram post. She has shared the video of me stitching you up where you were giving us all the Emma Wiggle facts. Yeah. She shared it on her own Insta page.
Amazing.
You, my friend, are famous.
Ah!